FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by electropop artist Emmett. Hello.
How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Your brand new single, Cold Fire, came out recently. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this was 4 years in the making, Louise. I wrote this pen to paper in, I think it was Feb 2020. And then, of course, we all know what happened. Mm-hmm. So it was on the back burner for a long time, and I kind of recently resuscitated it. Was in the studio in late 2023, and I just said, we're just trying to give this a go and see what happens with it. And originally, I wanted it to sound acoustic. I was like, you know what? Let's try and make this a bit electronic sounding and give it a bass line. And kind of the rest was history, really. And I'm delighted with the end result of it. So yeah.
Was it quite nice to revisit it, to go back to it and give it that life?
Yes and no. Because I've written songs there and then in the studio that I've been equally happy with. Whereas I think if you spend too long on a song, you can lose what drew you to it initially.
Yeah.
But with this one, I love the direction that it took. It went on a U-turn when we went into the studio with it in November 2023. And I love the end result for it. So it kind of depends. It can go one way or the other in my experience so far.
You also released your debut in 2019 called Bodies. How have things changed for you musically since that song?
I think, to be quite personal about it, like I've struggled a lot with my mental health over the years, and part of the management process for that and how to deal with it is you have to kind of reflect and you have to put pen to paper and you have to be introspective. And in a roundabout way, it's kind of made me much more able to access what's going on in my head and express it in lyrics or express it in words, you know. So I think if anything, my lyricism has come on. Like when I started, I was absolutely crap. Like it's like the apple is red, the rose is pink. But I think I've come along a long way in terms of that. So I think I'm doing a bit better in that regard.
But I think that goes for everything. I think if you start anything at all, it does take a process to kind of find where you want to sit in that.
Totally, totally, yeah. And I think I'll always write songs that are introspective and that kind of touch on mental health, because it's something so personal to me. It's something that has, you know, troubled me for most of my adult life, you know, and it's music and songwriting and creativity is a way to get that out. And it's catharsis for me. So I think personally for me, it'll always be sort of a moody element that comes through in my work.
And you made the move to London a couple of years ago. Was that for music?
Yeah, I mean, primarily I wanted to. So my original degree which I studied in Cork was in medicine. And I always really, really wanted to do something polar opposite, anything creative. I just had such a fear of not alone singing aloud, but even talking aloud in class for such a long time. You know, I had proper social anxiety for a very long time. And I really wanted to perform, and I really wanted to get my own original material out there. And the very first performance I did was something called Medicine's Got Talent. Like, how cringe can you get?
Amazing.
But after that, I was hooked, and I did UCC's Got Talent, which is almost as cringe. And then I went on to do the Voice of Ireland back in 2016. And it just feels natural, you know. I think it is what I'm supposed to be doing, you know.
What did you learn about yourself when you were doing all those competitions?
First and foremost, you know, having come from a place where for the best part of a decade, I truly did fear speaking aloud. Like I couldn't get even a sentence out aloud in class if I was asked to read. Like legitimately, I was just so nervous and so anxious. To then just be able to go on and prove to myself that I could sing in front of, you know, like on live TV in front of the nation. It just goes to show that you kind of have to take a leap every now and again, and you have to take risks. And if it is something that when you wake up and when you go to bed and you're thinking about it, that's your calling, you have to pursue it one way or another, because you will always kick yourself.
And sometimes that's the biggest thing. You just have to fight the fear. Like if it's something you enjoy doing, once you're doing it, sometimes you do need to just battle through that a little bit, don't you?
Oh, and it was terrifying. Doing the Voice of Ireland was the most terrifying 6 months of my life. Draining, exhausting. But the 6 months I'll never ever forget. It was just, for me personally, it was just one of the best experiences I've ever had, and I ever will have, you know.
You also work as a doctor. How do the two worlds coincide?
They don't.
That's
So
probably
I will
the good
like it, I'm I really am, like, I feel sometimes like a jack of all trades, master of none. So
part.
my 9 to 5 is one world. It's, you know, following protocol, it's following algorithms, it's, you know, doing the checklist. And then songwriting is totally, you cannot prepare for it. I keep a pen and paper on my bedside table, because you never know when it's gonna come to you. It might never come to you, and then all of a sudden you've ideas for 8 or 9 songs, you know. So sometimes it's hard to flip between the two, but I'm working on it. I'm getting there, working on it.
But also the artwork is a heart, so like it's kind of, seeping in other ways.
Well, I mean, in medicine, when you're studying it, you have to learn a lot of Latin. You have to learn the diagnoses in Latin, so I think it kind of lends itself a little bit to lyricism
Wow.
as well.
I didn't know that. That seems
Yeah.
intense.
Yeah, you have to learn a lot of words in medicine, put it that way.
Interesting. We'll discuss that another time, perhaps. So the brand new single, Cold Fire, is out now. People need to check it out. Where's the best place people can keep up to date with everything you're doing?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. My handle is Emmett with 2 T's, Garvin with an R, daily. I'm on TikTok as well. And I'd love if you could follow me on Spotify as well. It would be absolutely fantastic. My artist name is just Emmett on Spotify.
Excellent. Emmett, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks a million, Louise.